This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blow up type or anything like that. Obviously on demand and been trying to find a way.
Yeah, you saw the Gators won?
This is Al Horford in his presser yesterday at Celtics, I don't know, shoot around practice, whatever they were doing. And Derek White walks by and he just completely interrupts. That's how how I felt you walked into the studio this morning. Like that's how I felt there was a level Yeah,
let's
on the show today, we need to talk about Max. Hey, you saw the Gators win!
No. All right, for those of you who weren't listening earlier,
disrespect.
What happened this morning is Mike and I normally arrive within 5 minutes of each other. So the other will just hang out, listen, and then we'll come up together.
Catch
upstairs.
The service elevator, yeah.
Mike texts me. I'm literally at the X. Mike texts me, I'm already up here.
I said it like that. Like, you read the text like that?
Yeah.
In your brain, that's what I sounded like? Yeah. All right, here.
So, let me finish my story.
I woke up early.
I have my Gators hoodie on today. So, I walk in, and I got my Gators hoodie on, and Mike doesn't bite. He just starts telling some random story. So, I open the door in my office. We go in, and I turn the TV on, and he's like, hey, I want to watch this NFL show. That I want to hear some of these stories. I said, well, I need to watch some highlights first. So
yeah,
I get the Fire Stick fired up. I go to YouTube, you know, Florida, Alabama highlights. I hit play. He ain't looking at it when I hit it. And then it starts and he sees him do the tip off. And then he still don't bite.
Nah.
Still don't bite.
Nah.
Then he comes on
the
show
satisfaction.
About 6:40, starts crying about it.
Yeah.
Some people like talk trash around here without talking trash. Well, you know what? I do both.
Yeah.
I do both, man.
Do you?
I brought it because my Gators brought it last
What's
night.
What's the trash talk? That was cute. That was the trash talk right there? That's cute.
Trash talk was making you watch 10 minutes of highlights of your
didn't
team
watch 10 minutes.
Getting beat.
Didn't watch 10 minutes. Never looked up from the laptop.
Yes, he
saw
did.
Saw it all happen last night. Didn't
he
need
did.
To.
He looked at he goes, I thought Condon hit his head on the backboard on that dunk.
I do have to say this, Mike. It does seem like Bosa's in your head right now.
Is it?
Oh,
does
yeah,
it
I'm
like
in his
that?
Head.
Bo Duke over here?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I'm not feeling it at all. But, look, man, I got to give credit where credit's due. Florida wins a big one in Tuscaloosa last night. Bama, like, their best version of basketball, although it's hard to even tell because the competition's been so freaking ridiculous in the SEC.
I mean,
they lost to Tennessee Saturday, and Florida last night, it's like, are they – not playing well, or are they just playing really good teams right now?
Well, those two teams are better than them.
Exactly. That's
so,
my point.
I mean,
does that mean they're not playing well?
You can't lose at home when you're the seventh ranked team in the country, can you? Please don't lose at home Saturday, Florida.
I was going to say.
Play Ole Miss.
You definitely can because all the time.
The Auburn, Alabama, Tennessee, Florida, Texas A&M. The SEC is loaded.
Missouri is a sneaky good team, too.
Missouri, like, some good things happen. I think Missouri lose last night. Something happened that kept, like, Tennessee going down and Missouri as well kept Alabama right where they needed to be as far as – so Bama, the way it looks right now, won't play till next Friday in the SEC tournament.
Well, don't sleep on Ole Miss because they're 21-9.
Yeah. Really, they beat the crap out of Bama earlier in the year.
How about this? Georgia is 7-10 in SEC play. They're 19-11 overall. But Auburn and Florida and Alabama have been the three-headed monster. And Tennessee's been right there with them.
Yes.
Remember, Tennessee was ranked number one early in the year.
Yes.
And Tennessee split the season series with Florida.
Yes.
It's just a great year for college basketball if you're an SEC fan.
Yeah.
They are. And there's the thing about it is like St. John's is a really good team in the NCAA.
Yes.
But nobody, you don't ever hear about them in this region because the SEC is so good. It would be a I don't think it would be a little bit surprising if you don't have an SEC team in the Final Four. If you don't have multiple teams in the Final Four.
Again, and I asked you this question a month ago, and I think it's probably a good time to rehash it. If I gave you the SEC in the field, which do you think you would rather have as far as winning a national championship? Which one would you put your money on? I don't think there's any doubt that I'm putting my money on the SEC against the field.
I think the numbers might be on your game because Auburn, Florida, Alabama, Tennessee, Texas A&M, Missouri. Let me start this again. Stop me when I say a team that shouldn't be in the NCAA tournament. Auburn, Florida, Alabama, Tennessee, A&M, Mizzou, Ole Miss, Kentucky, Miss State, Vanderbilt, Georgia.
Yeah, you're getting there. Georgia would be the cutoff, right?
Well, Arkansas is right behind them.
Vanderbilt, where are they at right now?
They're 20-10, 8-9 in the conference.
Yeah. So, you're getting there. You're getting to the cutoff line. That's a ton of teams, to your point.
So, but I think Vanderbilt, Georgia, Arkansas, those three are bubble teams. I think Georgia maybe is in right now, but they all need to do something in the SEC tournament, which is already, it's next week.
Yeah.
It's next week, man.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun to hash through that, man. It really is. And I think that anybody that's an SEC basketball, we're really an SEC fan, right? You're not just an SEC basketball fan, but anybody that's an SEC basketball fan is going to look at that and wonder if, like, you're going to, you know, Auburn's one of the best teams, if not the best team. They're going to be possible number one overall seed, everything else. It's going to be probably harder for them to win the SEC tournament than it is to actually make a Final Four run and win the national title.
Well,
because you're going to jam-pack all those quality teams into the number of days that you're going to see next week.
I don't know, though. What's the format are they doing? Are they doing the same as the women's? I mean, if that's so, Auburn and Florida, as it stands right now, will be like – they'll be in the quarterfinals. They'll only play three games.
That's what I was trying to say about Alabama a minute ago. The fact that Tennessee goes down and the result in Missouri last night, like Bama's still, I think, looking at an opportunity to play on next Friday. I think it's the top four teams that get two first-round buys, and they'll move into that Friday slot. That's massive when it comes. I hate that format, but it's massive.
Well, I think it's – hold on. When you got 16 teams, I think it's right. You're the four – these are the four best teams in the conference, and – Not to be that guy, but do you really want those guys wearing themselves out a week before they got to go represent the...
It's a tournament.
Let me finish. Before they get to go play in the NCAA tournament and represent the brand, the logo, that's the thing. I'll be straight up with you. Come March, the NCAA tournament, I hope every team in the SEC loses but one. Sorry, I do. I don't. Cause you know why? Because I don't want to see them later in the tournament. That's why. That's why.
Yeah, and
teams you're familiar with, teams you've already played, they know what you do. They know what you've done to them.
Again, hats off to Florida for the big dub last night, man. It really was a close back and forth game. I think it was a 1-point game at halftime. Condon, I believe is his name, who had the triple double for Florida last night a number of times. Just alley oop after alley oop in the lane, just floated alley oop and just dunk going down. Bama was doing it a lot last night as well. From Mark Sears, but just not able to get the result in the end. Florida hits a couple more shots down the stretch, and they're able to pull away. Ended up being a 5-point game, probably a little bit more of a wider game than that, but 5 points in the end. So shout out to both those squads. Really, really good basketball in the SEC. 92-9 the game night tonight at the Atlanta Hawks at State Farm Arena. It's the Indiana Pacers that'll be in town. We've mentioned it a couple of times. Two games, same opponent, same venue, 3 days. I think this is going to be interesting for a number of reasons. First of all, I wonder what changes will be made. I would say that 80% of the time, no matter which way you flip it, when you play a home and home 3 days separate, probably going to be a situation where it's 1-1 no matter what. But I do think that there's an opportunity that you don't usually have in some of these situations where you can make tinkers to the game plan. Like Friday, they'll probably go and watch film and go, oh, well, they were doing this to us last night. Let's make sure we change that tomorrow night. But I just, no matter, above all else, and I know Indiana's a good team, I just want to see the Hawks continue to ascend. Like, I want to see them continue to get better. If you go 1-1, I'll consider that a win. I hate to say that, and it sounds so downtrodden, dude, but it's just where we are with the Hawks right now. And I made the point to Dylan earlier talking about the Pacers. I think that they're fighting against possibly being the next version of the Hawks. They go to the conference finals last year. They've made the moves you feel like can get them over the top. If it's not a, you know, a championship caliber team right now for Indiana, then what's their next move? I think they're kind of out of moves. Like, I don't know where you go from there.
You just explained the problem with the NBA.
Yeah.
You just explained the problem. The NBA is the, I think even more than baseball, is the most top-heavy league in American sports. I know Dylan can probably jump because Dylan is a big NBA guy. Dude, other than, all right, who, Cleveland, Boston, the Thunder.
Oklahoma City, yeah, Oklahoma City beat Memphis pretty bad last night, yeah. By the way.
And I'm going to throw LA in that conversation with Luka because they're playing really well.
Yeah, they're like 7-2, I think.
Yeah, since, Golden State's I think playing well too.
Golden State is, and they're going to be a problem. They're going to have to come out of the play-in, but they will be a problem with Steph and Jimmy now because they're finding their stride too. But I think the Lakers, going back to them real quick, I think they've moved all the way up to second in West.
They are. They're tied for second with the Nuggets. Yep. They have the winning percentage technically.
Yeah, you didn't even say Denver, yeah.
Yeah, Denver's another good one.
But the point is, there's about four or five teams every year in the NBA that can win the title. I think, you know, you have, how many times have we had the final wild card team in the NFL win the Super Bowl? The Giants did it twice.
It does happen.
But hey, real quick, LeBron, 50,000 points. It's such a crazy stat that he scored 50,000 points. I think, though, that some people view it as a little diminished because of how long he's played, which isn't fair considering the longevity is one of the things that has made him so great.
Yeah,
right.
Also, it probably didn't help in his cut that he basically, you know, patted himself on the back when he's talking about, he's like, yeah. He's like, you know, anybody else do that? It's like, okay.
But I do think to your point about LeBron and like people, why people shouldn't diminish his accomplishment, you look at dude's numbers. I mean, he's been averaging around 23 to 26 points per game his whole career since he got in the league. I mean, I saw something on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it these days, something where like they showed what he was doing when he was in his prime of primes, when he was with the Miami Heat, to what he's doing now with the Lakers. And I mean, some statistical categories that he's doing, he's better. He's shooting better. His points are right there the same. I mean, it's phenomenal.
I know you got to get that mic'd up. No athlete to me has ever lived up to the hype more and better than LeBron James.
No, that's why I'll always respect him. I don't think he'll ever get to the GOAT conversation like Mike or like a Kobe because of I don't think he has the competitiveness, that competitive streak the way those guys did. And I think that's why some guys sleep on him in terms of being the GOAT. I think he calls himself the GOAT, and I think a lot of people don't like that. So I think his competitiveness, and you hear Michael going, and I didn't like that. Like, It just sounds corny when LeBron says it. You know what I mean? This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Let's hit it. Today's Mic'd Up is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Something happened. Speaking of family style or, you know, everything else, I've made it no secret. I'm going to Disney World with my family in a month. Got 1 month. There's like a 1 month countdown till I go to Disney World. Yesterday, had an issue with my own mother over this conversation. Now, my mom, look, she was invited to Disney World. Her and my dad, both retired, opted not to come. Now, I do have older nieces, which is probably a topic of conversation you'll end up getting into, Bo, with your little one on the way. But my older nieces, you know, when they went to Disney World for the first time, my parents were in attendance. Now, I don't mind that. All right? My parents, phenomenal grandparents, always available. You call them, they will literally drop everything. If I called them right now, they'd be here in 5 hours or whatever it took to get up from Florida. All right. But my mom yesterday starts going on a spill about all the reasons she's not going with us to Disney World, to the point where it made me a little bit miserable about my own trip. And I had to tell her to stop talking. She's like, you know, we really wanted to make it, but it's going to be, April's a really busy time down there. The lines are going to be really, really long. The kids are probably going to be a little bit fussy. You know, I think we'd probably get a little bit tired of walking around down in Disney World. It's kind of expensive to be. I was like, yo, I'm going to Disney World.
So
stop talking.
Now, not to interject my, you know, thoughts.
Sorry, Double J is what we'll call her, Janet.
But couldn't the big unit and Double J go and then maybe eat breakfast and then go back and do their own thing.
Right,
and then
lounge by the pool.
Maybe, yeah. Then maybe come back and eat dinner with y'all and maybe see the kiddos and see y'all and kind of do their version of Disney where they're with you but they're not.
Yes, I will say this though, because they are phenomenal grandparents. They would be more likely to be like, hey, I know you're going to be tired when y'all get back from Disney World. Why don't you let us come up and take care of the kids for the next 3 days after y'all get home? I guarantee you they would be more likely to do that than to say, hey, let us go down to Orlando and actually hang out with y'all down there. They'd be like, no, we're going to charge our batteries and we'll let y'all get some rest when you get home.
But that's kind of, but see, they could technically do that on vacation because they could be like, yeah, hey, you know what?
I don't know what's more necessary.
I know you spent all day walking around with these long lines and these screaming kids and they're fussy and, you know, you're worn down. You and Lindsay go have date night in Orlando, because that sounds wonderful. But anyway, date night in Orlando.
Listen.
And we'll order room service where Cinderella brings little Stevie the PB&J sandwich and maybe
costs $130 for peanut butter and jelly.
Maybe Jasmine brings Ridge his sandwich. Look, because I know he's a Jasmine fan.
Loves
from
Jasmine.
Aladdin.
Does love,
right?
Jasmine. He's got a belly out.
I think it's cool that you're
he does.